Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Wake up out there, everybody. That's right. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. I know we are being safe. We're being healthy. We're being happy, and we're staying connected here. You know, it's Friday, and this is the end of the week. We have Angie coming on with us to give us those thoughts. But this is May 1st, and you know, May and June are celebratory months. We are all here celebrating being here. And I'm celebrating being able to care and share to you. You know, we're celebrating our accomplishments, our resilience, the new ways, the ability to move from our lesser selves into our greater self. What we need and what we don't need, we found out about that. And we're learning how to forgive and to love more. We have found out the creativity that's been lying dormant down there is really, really surfacing up. So May and June, they're great months. And to all my students out there, you know, I know this is a bit different because it's a change. But don't be defeated. Don't be discouraged because I know you're determined out there. And our quote is strength. Strength is the source of happiness. We mustn't shy away from life's challenges. We mustn't be defeated. Refusing to be defeated equals victory. A person who perseveres to the end is a winner. And, you know, I know you guys out there are all winners. So we're going to do a little bit of education, a little unification and collaboration, because that's what we're about here. And we're going to have Angie come on to remind us of what we should do and what we shouldn't do on the weekend. I'm going to put that disclaimer out there, you know, because Angie, you never know. You know she loves you. You know she has a big, big heart. But she's very, very real. So I'm just going to play a little bit of something before we bring her in. And we just listen to this. And we're going to hear from Angie. This is going to be sweet and short tonight because there's a lot of stuff going on out there. And I know you want to check it out, okay?
Have you as high as you seem to fall?
right. It's about love, love, love. Before I bring AG in, I want to remind you of something that I shared about 2 weeks ago. And that's to all of my graduates out there. You know, I mentioned walking across the stage is not the completion. It's only having you step into your greatness. You see, you're exercising those muscles of greatness to continue on with your journey, to continue on with your goals and your dreams, and to never, ever give up, okay? Never, ever give up, and especially on you. So on that note, I'm going to bring AG in here. She'll have some information for us. Let's see if she's ready. AG, are you with us?
Hello, hello, everybody. How y'all doing this evening?
Very good, AG. We're ready for you. Very, very good.
That's awesome. You know, amazing sometimes the things that come across your mind and make you go, you know, there's a time for everything in life. Just like the song said, you need to stop, look, and listen to your heart. You see, the heart, you see, don't follow what your mind is saying, because the mind is quick-witted. It's not the marinated part where your heart has been there all the time. The heart's been with you longer than many of the organs in your body. Because, see, without the heart, you can't live. And, see, it's because of the heart is why you're living. So listen to it sometimes. And it really tells you, you know, different ways what love is really is, how you feel. It's the first place when you know when somebody's done got up in there, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm thinking about it all the time. It ain't your mind thinking about it. It's your heart reminding you how nice and kind and loving that person was or that situation. So keep in mind that your heart, you see, we were totally divinely made, and that heart is very, very important. So when you're thinking about going out and protesting without masks on, not doing social distancing, and not trying to allow the leaders that are leading to do their best at leading to save your life, you're not listening to your heart. You see, you want to go against, see, what kind of examples are we setting for our children? You have to listen. The numbers of the deaths are not a joke. Those are human bodies in those boxes. And if you don't believe it, go to any morgue, and ask them how many have they gotten within a day, less long a week or a month. So please, people, you know, that you just, you know, yeah, we got bigger things. We need, don't you want money? Don't you want protests about things like that? That you worrying about a body of water, you know? That's just so much. That's minute. You're breathing. You're living. You're walking. You see, you know, there's people saying, oh, we're you know, ain't nobody sick. How do you know you're not sick? You might be the one sitting there giving it to somebody. You can carry it. And they, everybody flocking around you going, yeah, yeah. But then how many people are going to still be there the next day or so when you go back and start saying those things? So please, people, listen to your heart. Listen to those who are saying things. Now, I'm not saying everything you're hearing is always the straight line of gold. I'm saying proceed with caution. You see, proceed with caution if you know you got loved ones that are sickly. You're sickly. What about those things that haven't even been diagnosed? The young lady that passed, I'll never forget her. She was diagnosed at the same time that she was on a slab of being a beast, and that was one because she was heavy, but she didn't know she had diabetes. So, you see, the things that you don't know, calm down, go to the doctor and find out as much as we can about what's going on with us, just in case there was something that hasn't been diagnosed yet, and eat as healthy and drink as much water and things that we can to build our systems up. Focus on those things. Get some vitamin C's in your body and you know, color a book, you know, call a friend. Just think of something a little bit more creative outside the box, you know, just get creative with yourself. You know, make a mask, draw a mask, do something creative. You know, I know when a lot of them, I've seen there wasn't even no children out there. So that means a lot of y'all just left the kids with somebody. You got to get out. You see, it shows. It definitely shows when people are showing up and showing out that they're getting, the walls are coming in a little smaller at home. But you know what? Be grateful. Be thankful that you do have walls, that you do have eyes open and you are still breathing, and that you can breathe. Because those that are not They're fighting for their breath, and they're setting the example for you and your loved ones to not have to do it. So please don't just jump out because Dot and Jot and John did it. You know, come on now. Think individually, you know. Think individually and be cautious, okay? And that takes me to the first letter that I left off with. It says, ignore those who try to discourage you. And that's in negative things. That's in even trying to get a goal, doing something positive, to change. You know, pick up a hobby. Do something nice. Yes, that's what we need to do. Yes. Let's go into our souls and deep in there. You know, write, you see, you got everybody got a neighborhood. You got a hood. Write some thank you notes. Thank you notes of appreciation for just the fact that you we share a neighborhood, a community. You know, thank you for just smiling when, you know, when I'm having a bad moment, a bad day. Thank you for turning your music down when it, you know, it was a bit loud and I wasn't feeling too happy or not too well that day, and I wanted you to bring the music down. Thank your neighbors for deciding to live in a harmonious and comfortable manner so that we all can get along with each other. You know, think of the little things. You know, thank you for letting your kid go over and give you a break and go play with their kids next door. You know, and vice versa. And thanks for letting them cook a meal down the street, or you came together and did a potluck. You know, saving each other's food in the house. You know, be more appreciative and graceful. Let's tap into that side of ourselves and see what we can do with that. And don't be discouraged from doing anything positive. Do not. You just ignore it, just like I said, ignore it. Anything that's going to darken or make you run like an ant because you want to see what's going on. You know, don't do it. Pull some people back. You know what? You want to go to the beach, oh, poo-poo, baby. Let me tell you something. Let's go to Home Depot, few bags of sand, okay, boo? And we're going to put that in the backyard, okay? And I'll get the water hose, and I'll be your water, and you can lay in my sand. You know, come on. Let's get creative. You know what I'm saying? Let's get creative. And then, Jay, just do it. Just do it. Don't hesitate. Anything positive, anything fun, anything positive. You know what? You know, we got people doing DJing virtually. Hey, you got a good sound system, and you, come on now, pull that cord on out like they did back in the day, baby. You know, if you got a grill it. If you don't want to grill it, just put that music out there and clean your house and just let the neighborhood just bounce to the music. Everybody in the house just bouncing. You know what I'm saying? Like that one neighborhood that was all in one line doing a country line dance. You know what I'm saying? Think creative, people. You don't have to do, you know, you already got water and food and things that you need at the house. Do get play some blasty music when everybody's listening and looking for something anyway. So hey, why don't you play some good praising, good positive, get inspirational, get into something that's gonna feel good when you finish with it. You know, just do it. You know, if you got a goal that you have been putting on the shelf, hey, we got, can't say nothing, but we do got some time on our hands a little bit before we think we got to get back with it. So come on, pull that idea out that you've been hammering on or putting beside on the shelf because you got kids or had a kid. Pull it out, let the kids help you develop that. And you can go to the shark and you can become a millionaire too. See, come on now, reinvent ourselves. Reinvent things that, you know, this ain't working. Come on, get your mind right and pull out your intelligence that you know you have and we know you got it. Come on, pull it out. Because I'm going to drop some knowledge on you just right now. You know how this virus came from an animal? I promise you the antidote is from an animal. Okay? That's my take on that. I believe if they get that tiger blood, that dog blood now, that cat blood, they got this in it. Noticing that the animals ain't dying. They all little sluggish for a couple of days, and boom, they back to eating and playing and doing it like it wasn't nobody's business. So trust and believe, I do believe the antidote is going to be with an animal that, you know, they have deflected it. They're coming up with, oh, Clorox maybe? Nah, not so much. You know, they're going way off the Richter scale. You know, stop, listen, proceed with caution. You know, these ideas that's coming up off the walls is just very eye-opening. You know, come on, just think of something real. Think of something positive, you know. But I guarantee you, and them scientists, you know, if you're listening out there, go and you and examine some of those animals that is resistant. Shoot, you got some things out there that you've been curing from sheep, why not? Hey, you're trying everything else. Why don't you try that too? And K, keep trying. No matter how hard it seems, it will get easier. I'm going to end with that letter today because it's true. Things will get easier. Things will get better. We got to pull that insight of positivity side of us. And then all of us who might have not, they're the ones that's always, like they call them the grumpy grandpas, the grumpy grandmas, and the Scrooges in the world. You know what? They're that way for a reason. They weren't born, popped out, and just, hate you, mommy and daddy. I want to hate you. No, they weren't. That hate and negativity was over time of living the life. You see, life, sometimes when you live it long enough, it actually can cause a toll on you. That's why 20 people said, you know what, I'm going to the beach anyway, and so on and so on and so forth. And we got all these people look like ants out there. It was really kind of sad because it's almost like that song, two steps forward and three steps back. No, we're going three steps forward and a million steps. I don't want to lose any more people. I want the numbers. When those protests come on, I want them to say, you know what, we had one death today. Tomorrow we might have none. Come on. Let's stick together. Let's just use a little. You need to get in some water. Those who are blessed with a tub, baby, run the water. Put a bouncing ball in there. Bubbles even. Excuse me. I don't have COVID. Just allergies. But, you know, get creative. You know, that was not a COVID call, honey. That's my allergy in the driving.
That is an allergy. Hey, D. I'm listening to you. I'm smiling because you took us through I, and you said ignore, but did you do J? I couldn't figure.
J was just.
Oh, just
J is just
do it.
And K is okay. Keep trying keep trying no matter how hard it seems, it will get easier. So to emphasize the letters. We did I for ignore.
Right.
So who try to discourage you. J for just do it. And K for keep trying no matter how hard it will get easier. Just like you, I have to say, Linda, you may not know it or know it. You actually are a mentor to me.
Oh,
you have been ever since day one. No matter what is put on your desk in front of you, found a way. Develop a way to get around it, get through it, put it behind you, and not let it block you. No matter if it was behind a person, place, or thing, you just go with it, and you dive in head first. You know, your feet come in last. You see, because you protect your foundation. I ain't mad at you, but I'm so proud of you of going and keep going day after day, studying and cramming in those books and cramming all them knowledges and ideas and bettering yourself and improving yourself in all these, you know, workshops. I've even been to a couple of them with you, Lord Jesus, on some of them. But for the most part, they've always been very, you know, leave you with food for thought and for betterment of change and positivity. So I applaud you and thank you for being a leader in this wonderful, wonderful land of world, we call it. And I want you to continue to do so. And I had a couple of things I'm going to wrap up because I know it's we're trying to do short and sweet.
No. You said these wonderful things about me. I got this tear rolling down my left cheek. Gina, thank you so much, Aunt G, because, see, we're out there, and like you say, your behavior, you never know who's watching you. You just do what you do. But I'm glad that you brought it up, you know, the whatever, because the only reason why I went back to get a higher education is because I have a vow for the youth. And I made that vow to whatever I learned, gained, I would always share and give to them. So it was not about me. So you said the hard work and the books and however way you see in me is functioning. I don't know if that was like on automatic switch or if that was that Texas blood. You know, Texans, we come up from a different kind of country, and it's you're bred it a little bit different there. I'm not saying that we all have it. We all have our basics. We have everything. But there And what was embedded in my mind, in my blood, was thanking my mother for allowing that blood to flow through my veins of courage and remembering that your word is your bond. That's the only thing you have. If you take on a responsibility, you get it done, and you continue until you complete it, no matter what. And those are the things that I share with the young adults, because that's, you know, we don't expect them to understand the things that we went through, but the basics never change. And so for me to hear you say that, you know, that means that we always have to keep our hair combed and our lipstick on, because you never know who's watching you out there. And on that note, don't
but
go
you know
anywhere.
What, Linda? You know what? Let me tell you one more thing. You see, you're saying, you know, you do things. Your motivation, you know, and I'm going to say one thing about me, and then I'm going to go back to you, you know, and because the only reason I'm sharing that is because of the fact that, well, that's one of our common denominators. You know, I've been in the taking care of children, and I have so many extended nieces and nephews, as you do, from also, and you too, helping the youth in our communities, helping the youth of those workers to make sure that they can get on out there so we can, you know, put a little ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, and yes, ma'am, no, ma'ams, and good sirs, and yes, madams, up in these children, give them some things that the parents might not have time to really spend with them while they're out there hustling and bustling for to get food and clothes and all the other things that they need. So putting that aside, going back to you, it's a motivation. See, going back to me, I was motivated because I saw that a need of my own nieces and nephews needing my help with their mother's triumphs that they were going through. So I just chose to take home economics so that I could be a better auntie, a better a nanny, as his words, a better to understand how to, you know, take care of them, because I take care of animals too. I was putting splits on them dogs. It was like between children and animals. The dog was hurt. I brought them home. I was at food and water for them. When it was finished, they went on. They were free, you know. Or sometimes people, they have puppies, you know, they get busy. And then we was getting puppies and things out, and kittens and cats, people. We was, you know, giving out as we came in. We put pomegranates in the ground. We was giving pomegranates out. We got a lemon tree. My mama thought we was giving out lemon. So what the point is that I'm trying to make, and thank you for, is that yes, that motivation. Because there's people who just sit and look. They see the kids up there climbing on the walls and pushing people down and fighting instead of trying to put something, change their mind and change their energy. No, they just laughing at it. But see, you, on the other hand, say, you know what? Time. Take our time for someone else's benefit, as mine too, because we both exchange. We both feel that way. We laugh all the time how much we learn for the young folks and how snip-witted they could be, or funny or silly, or you're honest. And somebody's so honest sometimes you have to go in the doors and close them and cry and scream because you can't do it in front of them. Lord Jesus, these kids. I swear, my nieces and nephews sometimes say, hey, auntie, do I have to put a disclaimer out? What's we doing? Should you write that down? Why don't you text it to me? Yeah, text it to me. I think I can read it better than hear you say it out your voice or something. And don't put caps, because I don't want to get no attitude through the text while I'm reading it. You know, so it's like, yeah, exactly. You know, and our pets, they're so spoiled now. Oh my God, I seen somebody when I was just walking the other day. The poor dude had the dog wouldn't walk out behind, so he's carrying the dog to get it outside and get some outside air. I said, what you gonna do when you go back to work, sir? What you gonna do? You shoving your shoulders? I said, shove your shoulders. Do you know how many animals through this pandemic gonna be in Caesar's office, the animal whisper office, trying to get them
That's
back
true.
To walking and functioning, because they're going, he goes, hey, I walk. If you step, I'll step. You're gonna have to be begging them and giving them with snacks and things. And you know those treats is just for treats, not for you to make them. You gonna say, hey, will you go outside with me today? I'll give you a treat. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, some days my baby is good, but when he's really feeling himself, oh no, he said, I'll see you when you come back. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought we were about to do this walk together. He says, he little look behind him. He says, too hot for me, honey.
Well, animals are very smart. They're like, they're smarter. They're kind to each other. And you can learn a lot about an animal, because just as persons observe us, the animals, they pick up your behavior also. to go through, and they feel what you feel, just as you know, the young adults, a baby can feel when there's when things aren't right. A baby can feel your sadness, and so can the animals feel. But that's taking us right back to, as you said earlier, with persons going out and not doing the right thing, to check out our behavior. Because again, just as what you, the compliment that you paid me, I never would think of it. We never talked about it, but it's always proof that you're always on stage and you never know who's watching you. Now, there's some people
that
they
video
like,
on everything. They're listening to everything.
They're
so
looking,
yeah.
They're listening, they're watching. But it's okay, because when you're being your being, when you're being you, your true self, and your being, it really doesn't matter. So you don't have to, can I say it, the word that I use, you don't have to be a fan of anybody's, and you don't have to pretend. You just put
stand
it
for
on
yourself.
Out there. Yeah. So therefore, before I let you go, I kind of like just get that last thought, because I'm going to play this for the people, because we're talking about people right now. We're not going to go. I'm going to play this song. Go clear your throat. Get your sinuses. Like you say, you don't have that corona cough, but get you some hot lemon and let this song play, and then we'll come back in and say our goodbyes, okay? And thank you so much for that wonderful compliment. You got, as they say, you got eyebrows, but you can't see them, so you never know what you're putting out there. Let me play this for everybody.
Okay.
Share, and most of all, we have to think of others. And that's when we release that lesser self, that's the old self back there, and we step into our greater selves. And on that note, I know that Monday you'll be coming in. Before you go, you got to tell my little darlings and those parents a few pointers to help get them through the weekend. And on Monday, we'll have Cross Country Connect, and I think Minnesota will be calling in. I just want to know what's happening with them there, and I want to tell you and everyone out there to please enjoy your weekend. get a water hose if you need some water on you. That was so good with you mentioning about don't be a follower. You know, we're all leaders of our own life. So just because Arnold is going out there to kick the volleyball with the waves, that don't mean that you have to go out there. And as you say, maybe you can encourage Arnold to have more creativity and to protest about something that's actually worth it. Persons are losing their lives out there, as you say. That's real. Those numbers are real. And there's others out there like ourselves trying to stay healthy, stay alive, and be here for each other. So it was a good thing. I like those pointers. So would you give us some words before we say goodnight, Aunt G, and take care of yourself and all the animals over there. I'm getting ready to go talk to these cats, okay? A few of them.
Yeah.
They're looking a little crazy.
That is so bad you said that, Linda. Let me tell you something. You know, I talk to the cats in their language, right? So
okay.
Mark is happy. And I didn't. And there's an empty field. There's a medium-sized empty lot, you know, not too far from where I am. And I usually see the cats, you know, hovering down in the grass and stuff because they're running after the groundhogs. It's so funny to watch. It's very entertaining, actually, sometimes. And so I didn't see any of the cats. I didn't, you know. So I'm doing my meow call. You know, I'm doing my Why did this tomcat, this new dude that's in the neighborhood, messing with Miss Fluffy? Because that's the big female. She's really the main boss when she's around. He was running. He was all the way across the street because there's a busy street, right? So he's running. I see the cat running to me to see what, you know, to come to my heckle, what, you know, to answer me. You know what I'm saying? I said, oh! And I look up and this car just blow and swerved. I said, man. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And they kept on running. And, it was, and from a distance, you know, cats can, that's what one of the things to save their life is their size. You know, they can arch their back. They look huge from a distance. But yeah, that's why I thought it at first was a dog. But now, oh no, there's a cat. I'm sorry. Was I calling you? I'm so sorry, boo. I'm so sorry, boo. Was that your number? Ooh, you know, you looking bigger than my dog. I started. Okay, come on, let's go have it. Let's little to give him some space because I think, you know, he's trying to think, you know, I'm calling, you know, and he knows it was me because he's looking at me while he's running, but he's looking around for a cat. I said, no, I'm a stand up leg cat, okay?
But I heard that. I'm going to cut you off with that one. And what I have to say about our animals. Our animals are smarter than most of our humanoids here, okay? And we're going to have to wrap it up. Talk to us and give a word of advice before we cut out of here.
I'm getting ready to do it right now. You know, everybody, just love on one another the best way you can. Don't let the darkness in. Pick, you know, it's not a time to, you dropped the clothes, you dropped it, you didn't do this. Okay, the kids ain't had no outside recess, you know what I'm saying? So just pick it up, you know, you're going to be picking up from everybody. You're going to pick up from your mates, you're going to pick up more from, they're going to be, everybody just do play the pickup game, you know. Don't be, you know, be glad and embrace each other. You know, when you get ready to get mad, just look at them and say, come here, I just got to give you a hug, you know, just give you a hug. Give me that, you know. And you're going to have to start teaching those who have children, you're going to have to teach them what the social distancing is all about. So when they go back to school, they're going to have to do that when they first go back so that the teachers won't have to have too much problems, you know. Teach them how to do things safely and keep yourself in a more positive mind. And it's easier said than done. You know, exercise can only do so much. Walking and all that stuff can only do so much. One of the fun things I did, and matter of fact, discovered one of my friends in Vegas. She called me. We've been Skyping each other, but we do WhatsApp each other. And I said, you know what? We were talking about another friend of ours, and I said, you know what? Can you click them in? Next thing you know, it was three of us on the phone. We were like, what? We was all laughing and talking it up. She's all the way in Houston telling me what's going on out there. So it was nice. You know, I done went from Las Vegas to Houston, and we all in California, all in one screen. You know, so that was really fun. Those who can Zoom, you know, play that song, who's Zooming who, you know what I'm saying? Let's make up your own, what they call them, soap opera. Yeah, be creative. You know, write some characters down. They looking for new scripts anyway when all this, you know, stuff goes by. So write a new new drama, because you know this is, ain't nothing but drama. You know, drama. Talk about day-day down the street and nook-nook. But they,
oh,
you know,
it's
going to
be some great movies out there. The people are taking note. They're learning. And on that note, as I'm taking
and this, music,
you're telling them to love and don't deal with the darkness and have compassion.
Yes.
Keep a positive attitude. Listeners out there, I want you to stay safe, stay strong. More so, stay awake. Keep the brain cells moving. Stay happy, stay healthy, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, even though at this time we are confined, confused, and trying to stop from going crazy. But if we all stay connected in here, we will definitely pull each other through. And on that, I'll say we will be talking to you on Monday. Enjoy. Angie, I love you.
Bless you.
Your mind is sure that I'll be loving you all. Make me the path for that I must fear, or I'll know the